We're going to turn our attention to cricket, and we're joined on the line by our cricket correspondent, Eamon McLaughlin. Eamon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike.
We look at the action yesterday, Eamon. I suppose weather disrupted play in a number of places.
Yeah, the big sufferers yesterday were Dunamana because their game was completely washed out at Ardmore. And that's the last 2 weeks they've had two games washed out. So two rearrangements there, and that can be difficult the way the weather is in this country. But the other three games were all completed, albeit at Dunkirk, we was coming to operation. The game I attended yesterday was at Beechgrove Brigade, who are now moved up into second place after this result yesterday. They scored 257. David Bower, their opener, 92, very good innings. But fair play to Simon Dunn with all the runs getting scored. He bowled very well for Drummond, 5 for 55. Drummond put up a respectable performance, 193, but still beaten by 55 runs.
And Eamon, you said Dunamana losing out against Ardmore, but they can be rearranged. You know the way that at some stage, no points, nobody getting points, so not that situation this time.
No, it's not. They have a second bite of the cherry, but they need a result of some sort. I mean, another washout, obviously, is no good. Any of the two teams, but especially Dunamana, now that they've dropped back to third. But there is a, they have one more chance, the same as Brady last week. That was called off, so they have a chance to play Brady again. But just getting them rearranged is the problem, is.
Speaking of Brady, taking on Cole Rain, not good enough against Cole Rain.
Very low scoring game. Brady only managed in 99 for 7. That game restricted with upwards late. Cole Rain only needed 86 to 1, got 85 for 2. So they won by 8 wickets. They remain on top. Very, very comfortable victory for them.
And Fox Lodge against Eglinton, I suppose a bit of a surprise there with Fox Lodge winning.
Well, actually, Eglinton won that one, Mays. Fox Lodge got 186, but Duckworth Lewis comes into play here, Mays. That's just probably thrown you. Eglinton only got 134 for 6. They only required 132 to win the game. So in actual fact, Eglinton won that by 4 wickets. That's just Duckworth Lewis situation that comes into play whenever there's rain-affected games. So there's always a reduced total for the team batting second.
Yeah, I see Fox Lodge got 186, but as you say, when Duckworth Lewis kicks in, doesn't need 186, so they obviously won.
They won by 4 wickets, yeah. They leave Fox Royce just second from bottom.
So Cole Rain top of the table, Brigade second, and Dunamana third, but Dunamana do have two games in hand.
They have. If Dunamana already won those two games and near enough get full points, they would go to the top of the table again. But with the Senior Cup final coming up in a couple of weeks and full programme next Saturday, they're going to obviously have to try to arrange probably one of those games for next Sunday. Because the later you get into August, then it becomes more and more difficult.
And action today is in Charity Cups, the Fawn Valley Cup final at Brady, Brady against Cole Rain, and the Eric Cook final started noon, Stravan against St Johnson.
Yeah, I'm up at that one, I'm up at the two of them actually. It's a beautiful weather and great to see a great crowd because all this money goes to local charities. And St Johnson, well, they restricted an understrength, it has to be said, Strabane's side to 94 for 7 in the 20 overs, which is not a great score. But St Johnson are making heavy weather, but just a few minutes ago they were 52 for 5 with 5 overs remaining, so still needing 44 runs to win the game. And just 5 wickets left. Still favourites, but they wouldn't need to lose another wicket. Good support for St Johnson here today. It would be great if they could get a trophy, because obviously they're not going to win the league this year. But they're still in the Sammy Jeffrey, and if they could win this one, they would be delighted, no doubt. But Strabane will fight to the death. Missing both Aaron and Peter Gillespie today hasn't helped them. But they're in there fighting. But St Johnson probably slight favourites at the minute, Miles.
And
then, as you say, at 4 o'clock, mate, sorry to interrupt you,
yeah.
The clock was at the Fawn Valley Cup final. That's Brady versus Kuwait, a repeat of yesterday's league game. So Brady will be out for revenge in that one.
Sure will, but maybe not as important this cup final as the league, but nevertheless, I'm sure revenge is sweet.
Absolutely, and it is a cup, although the Senior Cup's obviously, the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup's the main trophy and the league would be the first priority, then the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup, then the cup, the Fawn Valley, but it's pretty important, the clubs, they want it too, and if you're in a final, you always want to win.
Yeah, it's great to have the trophy in the cabinet for the year.
Absolutely, and there's man of the match awards and medals for all the players, so something to go for sure.
Okay, Eamon, anything else strange or startling?
No, just go quickly through yesterday's championship results. Mine's Ballyspellin coming up to the cup final in great form, beating Kelly Clooney by 8 wickets yesterday. New Buildings keeping the pressure on at the top. New Buildings beating Bourne's Glen by 45 runs. And Burndelly, it probably ended any hope Glendermot had of making a challenge this year. Burndelly beating Glendermot by 21 runs. Full league programme next Saturday, Miles. And then, of course, we have the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup final the following Friday and Saturday, where we have a championship side, Ballyspell, taking on Donamana, the big, big hot favourites. Incidentally, Miles, we spoke last Sunday to me when you were saying that the last championship side was back in the 1980s. It was actually Ardmore, as I said, against Sion Mulls. And I actually did play in that game, if you mind, and I scored a 50 on it, but unfortunately we were beaten.
Very good. So you were being very modest last Sunday.
Somebody reminded me, and it did come back to me very quickly.
Well, maybe it's the fact that you were beaten. You wanted to forget.
You always try to forget the speech.
It doesn't stand out as well.
It does not.
Well, that's good. You're part of the history yet so far.
Yeah, so far when they say Ballyspell, they'll be looking forward to that cup final, because having played in six of the cup finals is a great occasion. And back at Beechgrove this year even makes it better, because it's an enclosed ground and the atmosphere there is always good. And with Dunamana in the final, there'll be a massive crowd, I'm sure. Keeping fingers crossed for the weather, because I know Brigade are putting an awful lot of work on the having everything spick and span, because it's a right few years now since the final was at Beechgrove. So hopefully we're going to get a good weekend that weekend and big crowd. And hopefully Ballyspell will put up a good show. I've no doubt they will.